Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Good day to you. How the heck are you? Something I want you to hear from the National Rifle Association, the ILA Institute for Legislative Action. I may have mentioned it in a previous broadcast. If not, I'll do it now, because we're going to stay on the national reciprocity issue here for a better part of the day, not all of it. But NRA has a piece up on there, and I have alluded to at least the headline, but on February 2nd, it went up, "What the Media Doesn't Want You to Know, Enactment of National Reciprocity is Closer Than Ever." That was up on Friday, February 2, 2018, just a couple weeks ago, not even a couple weeks ago, 11 days ago. But it's a piece about just how close we are and the pressure that the National Rifle Association is bringing to bear on some sitting members in the Senate whose votes are needed. Now, the 2018 election looms large in that negotiation, no question about it. We don't know where McConnell stands, but it's a positive piece from the NRA. And when I see stuff like that, and headlines like that, I feel a little bit warmer and a little bit fuzzier than I normally do, because, as you know, I've been pretty optimistic about this bill. I remain so for a few different reasons. And honestly, I'll continue to remain so until we win it or lose it, either way, because I want to stay positive here. I know if we do, if this does drop and we don't win it in the Senate, it will be by one or two votes. And I'll know why it happened. But we will have folks on record that we need to have on record prior to 2018. And believe you me, there will be, I'll go back to shades of the 2016 election here, when I said to you, a lot of people are going to be very surprised on what happens when they wake up on Wednesday morning. And lo and behold, they were. And the same thing stands true and rings true for Tuesday, or after the elections in 2018, the midterms. The mainstream media will be falling all over themselves wondering how it happened again. So this is an important vote. Regardless of its outcome, obviously we want to see a positive outcome. We want to see national concealed carry reciprocity enacted. CBS News doesn't want to. I'm going to talk with Dave Workman about that in just a couple minutes. We'll go back into some more analysis on the 60 Minutes interview and get his expert opinion on it as a journalist, what he saw and heard. But no more important than what you heard from the DA in New York, the police chief, the attorney for Gabby Giffords, the law center over there, all the anti-gunners. I'm going to play a clip from Steve Croft and get Dave Workman's opinion on that. They're all panicked. They're all panicked about concealed carry reciprocity. And they should be. They should be. Every one of them should be. Every gun grabber in America should be scared to death of national reciprocity. Here's why. Because all of their gun grabber laws are a violation of your right to keep and bear arms. They are an infringement on you, and their laws are unconstitutional, and they know it. They know that if national reciprocity passes, they're doomed. They are doomed, and they know it. That's the house of cards I've been telling you about for the past few weeks. They know that their laws are built on a house of cards. One pops out, it crumbles. I will refer back again to Wren versus DC. And I will continue to drive this home, because I want you to remain positive about where we stand. We have the ball. We are advancing the agenda. It might not seem like that when you listen to the press, but we are. This is our game to lose, not theirs. They're on defense. You would never know that if you watched the 60 Minutes anti-gun piece. And that's what it was. It was an anti-gun piece. Could have been far worse, I'll give it that. But nonetheless, it was anti-gun. It was anti-rights, frankly. You would never know it if you parachuted in. You would never know that our side had the ball and we were advancing our agenda in a big way. Courtrooms across America, Donald Trump is nominating judges, and they are being approved at record pace. These are judges who interpret the Constitution in the same vein as its original intent, strict constructionists, as Antonin Scalia would, as Neil Gorsuch does. This is driving a stake through the heart of future gun grabber cases, and they know it. Wren v. DC ends their fantasy of gun control as they know it permanently. Because once national reciprocity is passed, it becomes the law. And guess what will happen? Their lies will have been exposed again. That's another reason they don't want you to know. We heard New York, DA, talking about it. I believe it would be a disaster for New York. Really, why? Big disaster for the big city, huh? You mean like the disaster it is in other big cities? Like Dallas and Houston? Tampa, Miami? Atlanta? It's not a disaster. It's not a disaster anywhere, and it won't be a disaster there. This is the same song and dance we've heard from any gun grabber as concealed carry laws were being passed across the country. It will be blood in the streets, the tired old arguments, the old West all over again. Until it doesn't happen. And then they go dark, and you don't hear anything from them, ever. Because their predictions fell on deaf ears. And they were wrong. And they're wrong here. And they know it. Interesting stuff. What the media doesn't want you to know, enactment of national reciprocity is closer than ever, exclamation point, from the NRA-ILA. Go check it out, NRAILA.org. The National Rifle Association has a big stake here in national reciprocity. Some of you think different things about the NRA as pro-gun, pro-rights individuals, and that's fine. That's fine. But they need your support on this. They do. They're the single largest lobbying organization we have right now, the largest one we have inside the halls of Congress. And we need their assistance to move this forward and to put some pressure on Mitch McConnell. Let me go to the phones for the rest of the day. I've got Dave Workman, good friend, Liberty Park Press, Second Amendment Foundation. He's out in beautiful Bellevue, Washington. And he's my mom's favorite guest. Dave, how you doing, brother?
I'm fine. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. So I'll say the same thing. Hi, Mom. Hey, Dave. Did I miss anything in there relative to national reciprocity? Do you want to add anything to that?
I don't think you missed anything. I think that you're correct that the left, the gun prohibition lobby, and their mouthpieces on Capitol Hill, you know, people like Chuck Schumer and Dianne Feinstein, and there's a host of other people on Capitol Hill that want to treat the Second Amendment like a regulated privilege instead of a civil right. They are terrified of the prospect of the Supreme Court telling the American public that, hey, by the way, your rights don't end at the state line, nor do they end on your front porch. You have the right of self-defense wherever you go, and you can carry that right in a holster if you want to. I think that this program that broadcast the other night on CBS 60 Minutes, you know, Steve Croft, I've never met Steve Croft. I'm going to presume that he's a devoted broadcast journalist. Hell, he's been around for a long, long time. I think that having watched it twice, segments of it, and of course I watched the whole segment, he certainly wanted to make it appear that he was trying to be fair. I'll give him that. Everybody had a voice. There were two pro-gun and three anti-gun voices there, so maybe it tilted a little bit in favor of the anti-gun crowd, but I think that he explored the debate pretty well. And I'll tell you something else, too, and I wrote about this. Tim Schmidt, who is the founder and president of the United States Concealed Carry Association, he really knocked it out of the park.
He did.
He presented himself as a very calm and reasoned voice in a debate that, for too long has seemed to attracted some of the hyenas on both sides of the issue. I was really impressed with the way he conducted himself, and I've interviewed him once or twice, and he's a fairly bright guy. In fact, he is a very bright guy, and he certainly understands the issue, I think, better than Croft might have expected. Some of the things
he understands it better than Croft does. Dave, we're getting ready to take a break, so let me stop there. I want to dig into this with you. I'm going to play a clip here that I think we'll get some really, really fascinating insight from you on. It stood out on yesterday's show, and I want to explore it with you, too, particularly from your position as coming as a years-long journalist. We'll be back with Dave Workman right after this. Don't go away.
Gun lovers, listen up. I have a huge announcement for you. How do free guns sound, right? Well, you're in luck because the USCCA is adding some serious bang to your February. They're here to give every responsibly armed American the protection they deserve. So they're giving away a different gun every single day. And today's the day you add a brand new gun to your arsenal. That's right. You could win a brand new gun this week. And it's not just one gun. You'll get up to 10 chances to win every single day. But it all ends soon. Don't get left behind. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to reveal what gun you could take home today. Maybe it's a new 1911, a high-speed SIG, or a rugged Glock. To find out, simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. And hurry, because today's gun disappears at midnight. Don't kick yourself tomorrow for missing this today. Go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win right now. Don't miss out. That's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. Don't miss out on this opportunity. armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Gun lovers, free guns. How's it sound? You're in luck. USCCA is adding some serious bang to your February. They're here to give every responsibly armed American the protection they deserve, so they're giving away a different gun every single day. And today's the day you could add a brand new gun to your arsenal. That's right. You could win a brand new gun this week. And it's not just one. You could end up with 10 chances to win every single day. But it all ends soon, like Wyatt Earp said. I'm Wyatt Earp, and it all ends now. Remember that in the movie Wyatt Earp? But it all ends soon. Don't get left behind. Just go to armedandresponsible.com right now to reveal what gun you could take home today. To find out, simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. And hurry, today's gun disappears at midnight. Don't kick yourself tomorrow for missing this today. Armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win right now. Don't miss out. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, Warfighter Tobacco, this 100% veteran-owned company, supports us. They're getting some great response from us, and I really appreciate it. I got some text messages and some emails from you who thanked me for bringing Warfighter in, and I got to tell you, it's really enjoyable working with these guys. When you got this veteran-owned company supporting us, we want to support them too. These guys are the real deal. Good, solid, hand-rolled. In fact, one of their cigars, I forget who rated it, was rated over 90, made by the Placentia factory down in the Dominican. These are long filler, hand-rolled Dominicans and Nicaraguans, and they're fantastic. You get 10% off using the promo code AAR. Not just on those. Maybe you don't like cigars. Maybe you know somebody who does. Great gift packages there for you. Everything from the Pelican case humidors. You can spend a few $100 on some of those full, or you can, you know, bring it down to just as little as you want. Apparel, accessories, glasses, all kinds of cool stuff. And the promo code AAR on checkout gives you an additional 10% off. It's warfightertobacco.com. 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 Unleash the warfighter in you. Don't forget the Gun of Day giveaway, USCCAonair.com, and Armed and Responsible. Let's go back over to Dave Workman. Dave, a couple things come out when you brought up what you brought up prior to. I want to let you continue on that. Prior to the break, you were talking a little bit about Tim and how he handled himself, and he did wonderful. And, you know, I don't want to forget, too, I had Tim on the show right after that interview aired on the Monster broadcast. Tim and I co-founded this radio program together nearly 10 years ago. Really proud to have him as a colleague, partner, and owner of USCCA and the program. He's just such a great guy. And he did. He knocked it out of the park. Were you surprised that Croft gave him the word he gave him? Because, you know, there was 45 minutes of interview. We don't know what was left on the floor. Tim does, and he said he was pleased with it, so I take him at his word. What do you think?
I think that Croft really didn't have much of a choice, but there's also this perspective, and I may or may not share this, but I'll throw this out to the listeners. There's always the possibility that what Schmidt said and the comments that he made, they were put into this segment in an effort to show anti-gunners just maybe these guys are unreasonable. You know, listen to what Schmidt says. Hey, I do have a right to carry a firearm. That's really what he was saying. And this, frankly, appalls people like the New York City Police Commissioner and the Manhattan District Attorney. You know, they're the only cops should have guns and only cops should have knives crowd. This business about how dangerous it would be if armed citizens, legal, law-abiding citizens from other states, happen to want to stroll through Times Square with a concealed firearm that nobody knew was there and nobody would really care was there unless something happened where, you know, Joe law-abiding citizen might have to use that gun. But this is a concept, I think, that so many people living in the metropolises who've become used to having somebody else come and solve their problems. They've become used to getting a handout, maybe, or they've become used to the government telling them how to live. They can't understand the concept of self-reliance. And I think that's maybe the scariest part of that whole segment on 60 Minutes. There's a ton of people like that. And, you know, to try as we might, we can't seem to scratch their noggins and make them change their minds.
We're not going to. And I don't think we – look, are they going to change your mind?
I doubt it.
Is there anything Steve Croft could show you on television or any argument that he could make to you or that Pierce Morgan could make to you or that Cyrus Vance Jr., the DA, could make to you that would change your mind?
No, not at all, because I know a whole set of facts on the other side of the argument that people never present.
But they know them, too. They
yes,
know
they
the
do.
Facts. You see, they know the facts. These are not stupid people. They know the facts. They just don't want to tell you what those facts are. Now, one of the things that stood out to me, I asked yesterday on the program, and I asked Tim about this, and I'm going to ask you about it. Different perspectives from you experts is what makes this show so much fun. And as I'm asking my guest this, Dave Workman, today. Dave is a longtime card-carrying, bona fide real journalist. He's the real deal. He doesn't just call himself that. He is. This is his career. I found it fascinating that Steve Croft and the rest of them, not unusual, but I found it fascinating, that during the entire time they were talking about national reciprocity, the subject of current reciprocal states agreements never once came up. Why do you suppose Steve Croft, now it's kind of a rhetorical question here, but why do you suppose Steve Croft didn't bring that up? Did he not want his audience, listening audience, to know that we already have reciprocity with most states except for the handfuls of blues that he showed?
Well, that's certainly a possibility. I think there are reciprocal agreements between 38 or 40 states,
right.
And I haven't got the most recent count, but I know that I've got two concealed pistol licenses, one from Washington State, one from Florida. That covers me just about anywhere I want to go. And if it doesn't cover me, I probably don't want to go there. And I think that that's a fact that a lot of people don't seem to understand, that we're already, as gun owners, proving that reciprocity works. And it works well. Why they don't want to publicize that, that's anybody's guess. It would be pure speculation at this point.
Yeah, I'm ready to step out on the plank on that one, and that's because they know, again, that it is a wild success and that pulls yet another card out of their house of cards, much like I alluded to with the Wren v. D.C. case, and I'm going to continue to go back into this over the course of the next several weeks until we get a vote on national reciprocity out of the Senate, which we will. I'm confident we will. But the reason the blue states, the AGs, people like Vance, people like the Milwaukee police chief and the other police chiefs, they're political hacks. They're appointed by Democrats. They are political appointees. Don't forget that. They're not sheriffs elected like Sheriff Dave Clark, who they would never put on this program because he would have buried them, and they know it. But they all know that national reciprocity, just like the Wren v. D.C. and having to show a good cause, just pulls that house cards down one more card at a time, and it crumbles. When we come back, I'm going to play some of the clip that I found most fascinating and get journalist Dave Workman's, let's just say his educated opinion on it, back after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show, you know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Back in the Armed American Radio Daily Defense studios with you. How the heck are you? I'm talking with Dave Workman, real journalist, the real deal. Been covering the beat. Guns are his beat. That's what he'll tell you. And guns have been his beat for years. I'm going to play a clip. Dave, welcome back. I'm going to play a clip of Steve Croft from the 60 Minutes Overtime online. The after the interview with the interviewer by the producer, interviewing the interviewer, Steve Croft, about his thoughts on this. And I found this to be utterly fascinating. I'll give you my take on it when this is over. And then I want to get your opinion here. Take a listen to Steve Croft.
Did you find that people assumed you had a position while you're reporting the story?
Well, I think that was certainly the case with the NRA, and I think it was certainly with the case with Representative Hudson. Look, I work at 60 Minutes in New York, and I know that if you armed everybody on the floor and allowed them to carry a concealed weapon, it would only be a couple of months before somebody was shot. That's New York City.
Yeah, I hear you.
And Tim Schmidt, that they thought we would come in and we would ask them tough questions, which we did. We would ask them questions that their opponents are raising in the debate. It's not a constitutional right to carry concealed firearms.
Well, so the Second Amendment doesn't, the Second Amendment simply says the right shall not be infringed.
You're from Indiana.
And I'm going to stop there before I go any further, because, Dave, what I found fascinating was when he was asked that question, he never once thought about, or was, I think, was the question intended by the interviewer of him
to be dedicated to the anti-gun crowd. His response to that was geared solely at the pro-rights members that he was interviewing, which was, of course, Tim. And he never once, why wasn't he concerned about whether or not the New York DA thought he was going to ask tough questions? Or Gifford attorney from the Giffords Law Group. Why didn't he think she was going to be feeling like she was being? But he certainly made it a point to point out that he was asking tough questions of the pro-gun folks. That right there shows me his complete and total bias. Am I wrong?
Well, maybe, maybe not. I've had people that I interviewed that I asked them some pretty tough questions. I've had other people that I interviewed for light interviews that I'd ask them some softball stuff. But I think the most telling part of that segment that you just aired was his response to Richard Hudson when he said, hey, if we had concealed carry in New York City, I work in New York at CBS, I guarantee or I believe that within a couple of months somebody would get shot. That tells me that Croft doesn't have a very high regard for his coworkers, or their attention to safety or their rights, and particularly his regard for those people. I work around people every day, all day, who I trust them with firearms because it's a big deal. They've never suggested to me or given me the indication that they'd be dangerous with firearms. I spend a lot of time with people who are armed all the time, and I've never once been uncomfortable around those guys. So that remark really left me scratching my head. I mean, the excuse that, well, this is New York. Well, who gives a turkey? It doesn't matter if it's New York or Podunk, Wyoming. If you don't trust the people you work with to have a firearm, what else don't you trust them with? That bothers me.
It was a very condescending. And we don't have the benefit of showing the video to you on radio, so I'll just tell you that he had a little jocular look on his face. He had a slight grin on his face. Do I believe he was joking? Yes. Do I believe it was completely inappropriate? It absolutely was inappropriate. And I think along the lines, the mere fact that he said it, as you just alluded to, proves that there's some deep-rooted, deep-seated psychological issues with guns in general. And I'll tell you why. Take a listen to the rest of this piece here.
Right.
Did you grow up with guns?
I certainly went hunting with my father and my grandfather when I was a boy.
Gun control.
He didn't want to admit that he grew up around guns.
Well, there's another part of that, too. And my take on it is this. He didn't say that he really grew up around guns. He said, I went hunting with my dad and my granddad. Well, big deal. That's like me interviewing somebody who says, hey, look, I'm okay with guns because I've got a friend who belongs to the National Rifle Association. You know, that impresses me about as much as cold dog food. Who cares?
You know, it's interesting. Mike Pawarski from Arms Room Radio made a comment yesterday, and he went a little bit further, and I'll go ahead and repeat it. He said that right there, he might as well have just come out and said, I have a black friend.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Oh, I grew up around guns. This is the whole thing. Or I didn't grow up around guns. I went hunting. It's not about hunting. That's not the question you were asked. You were asked if you grew up around guns. Are you a racist? I have my best friend is black. This whole thing, this whole notion that they can make themselves a part of the group because they went hunting with their granddad has absolutely nothing to do with the subject at hand, does it?
No, it's what we call back in the Watergate era a non-denial denial. I mean, the Washington Post, Woodward and Bernstein coined that phrase, and I think it's very appropriate. And I've seen people do that throughout my professional career, when I'm interviewing them, when I'm writing stories about something they may have done or said in public. This business about, yeah, well, you know, I went hunting with my grandpa and my dad. So did you ever go hunting yourself? Did you grow up as a hunter? Do you have a hunting license? Did you ever take a hunter ed course? How many guns do you own? What's the last thing you shot in the field? There's a whole difference there, and it's a universe away from what he was asked. But it's just a denial.
Yeah, this is quite interesting. I'm going to go just a little bit further before we head into this break, because the next thing I wanted to tackle with you was the division between red state, blue state, blue state, red state. To these people, to these elite journalists and liberals, these progressives that live inside the metropolis, the bubble, as you alluded to earlier, as you called it, who don't see they're what they consider to be flyover country, the part of America that doesn't matter between the two coasts. It's very, very telling the way they shape their narrative as if the country is absolutely divided between red and blue, as if no one in blue can like anything about red or no one in red can like anything about blue, and we have to compartmentalize everything. Take a listen real quick before we go to break. We'll take that to the break.
One of my first jobs at CBS was covering the Southwest and based in Dallas, so I'm no stranger to red state America.
Steve Croft, CBS News, Dallas.
And the people in the six states that I covered had generally had guns and liked guns, and it was just part of their culture. They have a very high confidence in their own ability to use them and to be familiar with them. They're not afraid of them, as a lot of the people in the big cities are.
You went to Midtown Manhattan with Tim Schmidt, who is an advocate for the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act. Why did you want to take him to the middle of New York City?
For visuals.
Tell me when you're rolling.
Rolling. You know, it's sort of like, okay, let's talk about this in the real world. Let's go.
Here we go. This is the condescending Steve Croft again, where, oh, I wanted to take him to New York. Why? I wanted to take the hick from Wisconsin to New York City to show him the real world. I guess Dallas isn't a real world. Or Atlanta's not a real world. Or Houston isn't a real world. Or St. Louis isn't a real world. Or anywhere outside where they are. We talked about it yesterday. Let's get some more opinion from Dave Workman, great journalist over at Liberty Park Press, the Conservative Firing Line, and, of course, the Gun Mag. Back with Dave right after this. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at SAF.org. saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. Free guns. I told you about free guns a couple segments ago. I'm going to do it again now because the USCCA is adding some serious firepower and bang to February, okay? They're giving away a different gun every single day. Today's the day you could add that brand new gun to your arsenal. You could win a brand new gun this week. And it's not just one gun. You'll get up to 10 chances to win every single day. But it all ends soon. Don't get left behind. Go to armedandresponsible.com right now to reveal what gun you could take home today. Maybe it's a 1911, a SIG, maybe it's a Glock, Smith & Wesson. Take a pick. To find out, simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now. Hurry. Today's gun disappears at midnight. Don't kick yourself for missing this, all right? It's very important. I have no idea how long this is going to be up, so go check it out as soon as possible. Also, pick up some cool stuff from Warfighter Tobacco. These vets are supporting this program and the Monster Broadcast, and we're supporting them. Take 10% off everything at Warfighter Tobacco, except for those little sample packs that are already heavily discounted. You'll see when you get there. Just add the promo code AAR in the checkout and take 10% off. Thanks to those of you who are now and have become customers. Appreciate hearing from you. If you want to let me know what you think, mark at armedamericanradio.org. Dave Workman, back to the 60-minute piece. We'll wrap up with that. I just thought this elitism, this just smacks of elitism. Why did you want to take Tim Schmidt to the big city? Well, obviously, because he's a hick from Wisconsin, and I just wanted him to see what it was like here. And I quote him, in the real world, as if nowhere outside New York is the real world. Go ahead and take it away.
Well, I would be delighted to have Steve Croft come out here to the Great Pacific Northwest, and he could join me somewhere off the pavement where I typically carry a sidearm and have a rifle close at hand because of the things out there with teeth. And that, to me, is the real world. This plastic city that he talks about, New York, where nobody ever sleeps, that's fine. That's the environment he's in. But that environment, I don't think, reflects the great United States. You know, it's one city in the United States. And between there and the West Coast, where Los Angeles and San Francisco can be found, you've got a great country with a lot of great people who really do understand the importance of the right to keep and bear arms. They understand that they would like to travel across state lines without trouble from some two-bit bureaucrat who just doesn't like the idea that American citizens have a Second Amendment. I can't blame Croft really a lot because that's the environment that he exists in. But you owe it to yourself, Steve, to get out into the country and understand the real world. Sit down with guys that live with guns every day. Sit down with people who rely on them as tools, who use them for defense because the cops can't get there. They may be 70 miles away on the other side of the county when you need to call for help. There are a lot of real worlds out there, and New York only happens to be one of them, and it's not a very good example.
It happens to be his.
Well,
and that's where the elitism comes in, that this is my world, and this is widely regarded as the center of the universe. It's all here in New York. It's the financial center. It's the fashion center. It's the culinary shit. Everything happens in New York, and that's the way these guys think. Dave,
well, you know,
that's
also something that you find in any other big city, from Seattle to Sarasota or wherever. The people who live in those cities think that the world revolves around them, and it really doesn't. You know, one of these days they're going to wake up to a really nasty surprise, and that'll be called reality.
Yeah, it'll hit them pretty hard, no doubt about it. Dave, great analysis for the whole thing. Thank you very much, and I've enjoyed watching you write about it over at Liberty Park Press, too. Let's go to something else that I think is important. We'll close out the remainder of the hour with this. But you heard me talking about the Wren v. D.C. case. This case gets more important every single day as far as I'm concerned. A great Second Amendment Foundation victory. This case highlights, again, that house of cards that is gun control, that people like Cyrus Vance and the rest of the blue state Dems attorney generals are so petrified of that we opened up the segment with you talking about. Let's go back there. Because they know. That's why they begged D.C. not to seek cert at the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Because they knew that they were going to lose this case. And if they lost this case, which they knew they would, all their laws would fall too. Again, that's why they're so scared of national reciprocity. You wrote on February 7th about the New Jersey gun rights group suing the state over the carry restrictions. The difference here is they are now using the Wren D.C. case in their argument. This is big news. And I think we're going to see some movement in Jersey on this at some point in time. What are your thoughts?
Well, we might. You know, remember that the Wren case was decided by one circuit court. New Jersey is in a different circuit court. And right now the circuits are in conflict with one another over what exactly the Second Amendment means. And that's why I think that it is imperative that the U.S. Supreme Court accept a case and decide once and for all, hey, this is what the Constitution allows, this is what is required of the states to appreciate, and that's that's the final word on it. We'll have a lot of stubborn people who refuse to admit that, like the lady who was speaking for the Gabby Giffords group. There is no right to carry outside the home. Well, I beg to differ. Do you think the right?
So does the Heller decision that she cited too, by the way. But that's a whole different show.
And it's just, I think it's time for the high court to take a case and decide this issue.
How is the attitude inside the hallowed halls of the Second Amendment Foundation and the CCRKB offices regarding what you just said? I'm sure they're feeling the same way, correct?
Well, I'm only speaking for myself, and Alan Gottlieb, I think, is on an airplane right now coming back here. But I think that at some point the Supreme Court is going to have to take a case. My personal opinion, there's only one way for them to come down on this, and it's going to come down on the side of the individual right once again. We don't know. Maybe they're just waiting to get another justice on the Supreme Court, maybe to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg or one of the other liberals. We don't know, but I think that it's inescapable that the Supreme Court will one day have to take a case. They can't leave one segment of the country one set of rules and another segment of the country under another set of rules. That's a complete violation of the Fourth Amendment, equal protection under the law.
You are absolutely correct. We could go into the 14th Amendment too, but we're going to run out of time. Here's the deal with this, and I think the operative words that you used were the individual right once again, because Heller made it very clear that the right to bear arms was an individual right, and the left has twisted the Heller decision, as we saw in the 60 Minutes piece from the Giffords Law Center attorney, and you went ahead and wrote about that as well, and I think it's very important. In fact, one of the pieces that you just recently wrote included the entire Heller decision, and I would advise anybody listening to go over to Liberty Park Press, read Dave's piece, and read that Heller D.C. decision in its entirety. It's brilliantly written, and you will find the fallacy upon which they build most of their argument on the other side. They have to misquote it. If they do it accurately, they're going to fail and fall flat on their face, as they always do. Dave Workman, thank you for everything that you do. Liberty Park Press, Conservative Firing Line, thegunmag.com. What else am I missing?
My weekly column in American Handgunner called
Insider Online. Insider Online. Dave Workman, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Love your insight today. Look forward to having you back on the program just as soon as possible. It's Dave Workman out there in the beautiful Pacific Northwest in Bellevue, Washington, coming to us from the Second Amendment Foundation offices and the offices also of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I hope you enjoyed the program today. It's been fun analyzing that 60 Minutes piece and getting perspective from people who spend their whole life doing this. Wow. Not to mention the fact that my co-founder and colleague and dear friend and founder of the USCCA was part and parcel of the large part of that segment on 60 Minutes, Tim Schmidt. We'll be back tomorrow, and until we meet again, remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.